It hurts to see someone that we love hurting, and especially spiritually hurting. We see Jesus, his heart torn, as he witnesses one of his dear friends turning away from him. We see Jesus giving a warning, but what we don't see is Jesus being discouraged from his mission. He keeps right on going. After Jesus had said this, he was deeply troubled and testified, "I tell you the truth, one of you will betray me, one who is eating with me. The hand of him who is going to betray me is with mine on the table." His disciples were very sad. They stared at one another, at a loss to know which of them he meant, and began to question among themselves which of them it might be who would do this. One after another, they began to say to him, "Surely not I, Lord." Jesus replied, "It is one of the 12. The one who has dipped his hand into the bowl with me will betray me. The Son of Man will go, just as it is written about him, but woe to that man who betrays the Son of Man. It would be better for him if he had not been born." The disciple whom Jesus loved was reclining next to him. Simon Peter motioned to this disciple and said, "Ask him which one he means." Leaning back against Jesus, he asked him, "Lord, who is it?" Jesus answered, "It is the one to whom I will give this piece of bread when I have dipped it in the dish." Then, dipping the piece of bread, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, son of Simon. Then Judas, the one who would betray him, said, "Surely not I, Rabbi?" Jesus answered, "Yes, it is you." As soon as Judas took the bread, Satan entered into him. "What you are about to do, do quickly," Jesus told him. But no one at the meal understood why Jesus said this to him. Since Judas had charge of the money, some thought Jesus was telling him to buy what was needed for the feast or to give something to the poor. As soon as Judas had taken the bread, he went out, and it was night.